Amen. I want to first say it's a great honor, a great privilege to be in the house of the Lord. I want to say appreciate that good singing. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. Listen, folks. Not everywhere you go, you got that, and something that should be cherished. Amen. And listen to me, I tell you, I don't get to preach a lot out, but I tell you, I've been getting to preach a lot out, and there's a lot of churches, man, are just drying up and dying, and listen to me, you got something that, listen, the Lord, listen, just wants to just hang out and just be amongst us. Hey, listen, you should cherish that thing, amen? Hey, I want to tell you, I appreciate the opportunity. Hey, I sure ain't nobody. I feel like I feel like I bring a cup to a flood, amen? But I'm going to do my part, right? Listen to me, I pray, listen, listen to me. I want to say this, that my heart is, Paul said that my heart, he said it's been refreshed. Amen. Hey, listen to me. I'm glad. Listen to me. It's good to see that good singing. Good to see the good. Listen, people got fire in them, friend. Hey, I want to give praise to the praise of God. Hey, he's worthy, man. Hey, listen to me. Hey, I ain't nothing but a flea on a dog's back. But hey, my God and Savior, Jesus Christ, came down and died for me. Hey, listen to me. I wasn't worth for nothing. I was bound for hell. Listen, I deserved hell with my back broke. But praise God, he came where I was, and he showed me love with cords of love. He drew me to him, and I thank God. I've been kept ever since. Hey, I'm thankful. Listen to me. It ain't nothing of myself, but it's everything that he's inside of me. He's living for me. He died for me. He's coming back for me. It's all in him. Amen. Listen to me. Praise be the name of the Holy God. Amen. Hey, get your Bibles, friend. Get your Bibles and turn to Matthew. And I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes. You get your Bible, go to Matthew. I'm going to get my situation here. And listen to me, you get your Bible, friend, get your Bible and go to Matthew chapter 25. And I want to preach this evening. If that's what you do, stand. That's your custom. Go ahead. We'll read one verse and then we'll y'all can sit down, okay? But I want to read you. Listen to me, friend. I believe, hey, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ is looking for something. He's looking for some things. Say, what is he looking for? I want to say this, the title of my message, he's looking for a heavenly countdown. He's looking for 10 people. Listen to me. I know there are well than more than 10 people in this room. And they can talk to more than 10 people. I understand that. But I want to give 10. Listen, 10 countdown. Number, listen to me. A heavenly countdown from 10 down, friend. But listen to me. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7 and 27. It says this. It says 7 and 27. It says, behold, this have I found. Said it the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account. Amen. Listen to me. I'm from Macquarie County, Kentucky. Hey, listen to me. I'm a hillbilly, but I'm from Kentucky. And say, what you gonna do down here? Hey, I don't know how to count much, but we'll count 10 down. Amen. But listen to me, friend. Listen, God's got something for us, and I pray that we be attentive. Amen. Well, listen, would you pray, Brother Sexton, would you pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time, God. Thank you for this season. I ask you, Lord, that you help the preacher tonight. God, I pray that you put him in that secret place under the shadow of the Almighty. God, we ask you, Lord, tonight. Hey, God, you speak to hearts and the homes, Lord, I pray. Lord, no doubt there's folks in here that are hungry for the Word of God. Lord, you said that, Father, if we had hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord, we should be filled. Lord, I thank you. Ask you, Lord, that you'd save that sinner that's lost. I pray, God, that you draw all of us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us now in a special way, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all may be seated. All right, go to Matthew. If you're not there, get there. Matthew chapter 25. We want to see here. Now, I want to say, first of all, let's read this. It's chapter 25 in verse 1. It says, and then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise and five were foolish. And they were foolish, took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took the oil in their vessels with their lamps. Hey, listen, I want to say this. First of all, doctrinally, I know where it applies. But spiritually speaking, hey, listen to me. Hey, we're needing to feed. I'm needing to talk to five people, 10 people. Listen to me. Five. Hey, listen to me. Five. It says five had oil and five didn't. Hey, listen to me, church. Hey, if you're here and you're born again, hey, you've been blood bought and blood washed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Hey, I'm here to tell you sometimes, listen, we're here, we come in and we come out, we come in and we come out, and we have a routine of all our things. Listen, we have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, right? Listen, it's all, hey, we know how to do things. We know when to say amen. We know when not to say amen. But I'm asking you, listen to me. That Bible says in St. Timothy, it says to stir up that good gift. Hey, I want to talk to five people in here to stir up that good gift. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Stir it up. Say, I don't feel like it. Hey, stir it up anyway. Hey, God didn't feel like dying, but he died anyway. Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
he did. I'm here to tell you, he did not want to do it, but he did it anyway. Amen. Hey, I'm here to tell you this. Hey, praise God. Friend, listen to me. Stir it up.
Yes, sir. Thank God.
Right?
Yep.
Hey, I don't feel like it. Hey, do it anyway.
Yeah,
praise the Lord anyway. Hey, listen, he's been good, ain't he?
Yeah.
Hey, they sung that song. Hey, I'm here to tell you, listen, I don't deserve anything, but oh, I'm sure, praise the Lord, I sure got, I'm glad I got in, amen.
Yes,
listen
right.
to me. Oh, now we look here. Listen to me. Now we see five that were wise and five that were foolish, friend. Let me say this. Listen, if you're here and you're lost, oh, my friend, listen, I'm here to tell you, listen, Jesus Christ, listen, wants to have you, friend. He deserves. Listen, you can come up to the old table and get and have your food. Get in there and get in. Listen to me. But let me say this. You got to realize that you're lost and dying and going to hell. Hey, friend, listen to me. You can never be saved until you realize that you're lost. Amen. Listen to me. Say, well, I don't feel saved. Hey, listen to me. Hey, feeling. Hey. Feeling is the fruit, not the root. Amen. Hey, listen to me. I like to feel God. Hey, I love to feel God. But I'm here to tell you this. My feeling, hey, my salvation is not based on my feelings. It's based on the Word of God. Hey, that Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen.
Hey, praise God.
I'm not holding on to my mama. Holding on to my preacher. I'm not holding on to anybody else. I'm holding on to what thus said the Word of God. Hey, listen to me. The Bible says, or listen to me. I'm here to tell you, feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. Hey, my warrant is the Word of God. Nothing else is worth believing. Hey, I'm here to tell you this, friend. Hey, praise His holy name. I'm thankful I have a Word of God that tells me where I'm at and shows me where I'm at. It ain't the preacher, ain't the deacon. Hey, but it's the Word of God.
Hey, sure it is.
Talking about a heavenly countdown. We talked about five that were wise. Hey, it's real easy to come in and kind of just get numb of things. It's easy to just come in and, hey, listen to me. I appreciate your pastor. Listen to me. I love your pastor. Listen to me. And I hope you do too.
Yeah.
But listen to me. It can get real. Hey, it can get real easy. Get real alibied. Coming in and hearing this good preaching all the time. And you get all, listen to me. You get all used to the candy and used to the, listen, used to everything. Listen, get to put your finger up on the ice in there and just eat off of it when you want. Hey, listen to me, church. Hey, I'm here to tell you this. Not every preacher, not every pastor, listen, studies and things. And I'm here to tell you, you got one that studies. You got one that loves you. Hey, you got one that died. Hey, that would die for you. Amen. Listen, it takes his time out from his family for you, friend. Hey, I'm here to tell you this. I would listen to me. I know that he's a man just as well as I'm a man. And if you follow me long enough, listen to me, you're going to see my wrongdoings. But I'm here to tell you, he cares. Amen. He cares for you. Bless God. But I'm here to tell you this. Listen to me. It's easy to come in. What I'm getting at is getting easy to come in and get to see all these good singing and get to hear all this good preaching and get all this good stuff. And it just comes numb to us.
You're right.
And I pray that we stir that up. Listen to me. I pray. Listen. I ask you that you stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. And listen, I'm here, and you're listening. If you're here and you're lost, oh, my friend, listen, you need to get born again.
Yep.
You need to get born again. I'm proud. Thank God. Listen to me. Let's go over here real quick. We see here in 1 Timothy here, 1 Timothy 15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptations that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, to whom I am chief. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Jesus Christ didn't come for the righteous, but he came to save sinners. Amen. Hey, I'm here to tell you, friend, I'm thankful. Listen to me. Listen, there's nothing. Hey, friend, listen to me. White, black, yellow, brown, rich, poor, he come to all. Amen. And I'm thankful. Listen to me. He does not see pedigree. He doesn't see last name. He doesn't see anything about that thing. I'm here to tell you. He says, come, and he'll save you, friend. He'll save you, friend. But you got to realize, hey, you got to realize that you're lost and dying, going to hell. Hey, repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I believe you. Listen, I believe you got to have some repentance. Listen, being sorry for what you are. Hey, you're a sinner. Hey, you're a sinner. Hey, you're a sinner. Amen.
You're right.
And you got to listen to me. Be sorry for what you are. Yeah. Amen.
Yep.
Oh, my. Listen to me. Let's talk about, we talked about 10. Now let's get over here and let's go over here to Mark. You want to? Let's go to Mark real quick. Let's go to Mark. We talked about 5 that were wise and 5 that were foolish. Listen now, let's go here. Mark 2. Mark 2, let's pick it up here in verse 3 and 5. 3 through 5. And it says, and they came unto them, bringing one sick of the palsy,
right,
which was born afore. And when they came not, and when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto them, the sick of the palsy, the son, thy sins be forgiven. Hey, I'm listening, friend. Listen, we talked about 10, 5 and 5 there. Hey, now let's talk about 4. Hey, I'm asking for 4 people, listen to me, to get a burden, man. Hey, listen to me. There are 4. Listen, hey, church. Hey, I know, listen to me. Hey, it's a wonderful thing. Listen, your family comes to church. Listen, you come with your family. Listen, your husband and your wife and that kind of thing and your children. Hey, it's a wonderful thing. And hey, if the rapture happened right now, hey, bless the Lord, my family can go on. Amen. But I'm here to tell you this. Hey, there are somebody in your, there's somebody in your family. Hey, there's somebody in your friends. Hey, there's some of your co-workers. Hey, that does not, will not go up when the rapture happens. And I'm asking you, listen to me, it seems like it's all good and gravy, but I'm here to tell you this. We need a burden for lost souls. Amen. Yeah. The Bible says he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. Listen to me. That Bible says that Bible tells us that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost. Amen. I'm here to tell you this. Hey, that Bible also says that he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. I'm here to tell you, we have the ability to take somebody through the Bible scripturally and tell them how to get born again.
That's true. Yes, sir.
And they say, well, I'll let my pastor do it. Hey, that's good. But he said that if our gospel be hid, hey, listen to me. When you read over there and Paul got over there with King Agrippa, he didn't show them all these mysteries. He didn't show them all these great things in the Bible. And I believe in studying them. Hey, I believe in all these things. But you know what he told them over there? He got up there before kings and all these kinds of big wigs. He just told them what happened to him.
That's right.
Hey, listen to me. Ain't God been good to you? Hey, ain't he saved you? Ain't he took you out of that horrible pit and set you up on a solid rock? Praise God. Woo, glory. Friend, listen to me. Sometimes that awkwardness, hey, I understand. Listen, some of that awkward feeling. Hey, I get awkward all the time, and I don't mean to. It's just who I am. Listen to me. And sometimes it'll get awkward around me. And it's just what it is. Listen to me. But I'm here to tell you, we can talk about the sports. We can talk about everything coming down the pike. But when it comes to Jesus Christ, we're quieter than a church house mouse.
You're right.
God help us.
Yep. Preach. That's good.
I'm asking for four people.
Right.
To get a burden. Listen to me. Oh, listen, your co-workers, your family members. Listen to me. If the Lord happened, if the Lord would come right now, where would they be? I'm going to heaven. Well, yeah, that's good. We're all selfish. God help us. Don't come up on me now. Hey, we're all a little selfish. Amen. Listen to me. But I'm asking you, friend, listen, we need to get a burden. Listen, I'm asking for four people to get a burden. Listen to me. There's somebody get to thinking about somebody. Listen, we get to see a face in the flames. Listen, I'm asking you, friend, to get serious with God and beg out them, call out to God and save my people. Save my friend. Save my whoever. Please, God in heaven. Because it's life or death. It's serious.
Serious business.
It's serious. We talked about getting a burden. Oh, friend. Now let's look at this. Let's go to Daniel. 5:4. Let's go to Daniel chapter 3, verse 16. Listen, we're needing to say, hey, oh my, help us, Lord. Oh, prayer, help us. It says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Hey, listen to me. We're needing three people. Hey, listen, to stand up, stand out, and stand up for Jesus. Amen. Hey, we're needing three people. Listen to me. Stand up, stand out, and stand still. Would we? Would it please? Hey, listen to me. If you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. And man, listen to me. Hey, I know that. Hey, but listen, hey, I know this ain't popular preaching, but listen to me, friend. It's just the hour we're living in. Hey, listen to me. I believe the home is under attack. Amen. And I believe, hey, when we got children in the home, I believe we should guard that thing. Amen. Hey, I'm here to tell you this. Hey, the world says one thing, but the Bible says, man with woman. Amen. I'm here to tell you, the Bible says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. That's just where we are at. But I'm here to tell you, we don't got to be, just because we're there, does not mean we got to be partakers in that. Amen. I'm talking about God needing to raise up a standard in us.
Hey.
Just stand up and say, hey, that's wrong.
Right.
In the right spirit.
Right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. We all can get mean and hateful, and all that does is just cause division and strife. But I'm talking about with love. Yep. Hey, say, hey, listen to me. You might want to do that, but I'm going to stick over here and say, listen, I know that my Bible says thou should not steal. That means thou should not steal.
Right?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's plain, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, praise the Lord. Plain language is understood, ain't it?
Right.
Hey, listen to me. Listen, that Bible says, hey, to be faithful to your husband and to your spouse. Hey, that just means being faithful. Amen. Hey, listen to me.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
We're needing people to stand up for Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yes. True. Y'all are preaching me to death. Preach this morning. Pray for a church. They're down to 15 or so people. They're out of pastor. We've been up there or down there Yosemite, Kentucky. I about forgot where I was at. But listen to me. Friend, listen, we're needing people to stand up for the Lord. We're needing people to be, hey, we're needing to be men to be men and women to be women. And, oh, God, help us. Listen to me. We're needing, listen to me, please, please, church. I'm asking you, listen, do we get a burden for lost souls? I'm asking you, listen, not just some kind of fire in the, listen, a flash in the pan, but I'm talking about a real burning desire.
Right.
Listen
yes.
to me, I can have a spark. Listen to me, I like a sparkler every now and again. But the thing about a sparkler, it goes out quick. Hey, listen, that's a lot of Christians, amen. Hey, listen to me, they like to shine, they like to look around, but next thing you know, they're out, amen. God's looking for somebody. Hey, good God Almighty, God's looking for people to be faithful.
Yes.
Faithful, amen.
Yes.
Hey, the Bible says to endure hardness as a good soldier.
Amen, wow. That's right. Truth.
And it's all gravy when everything's good. But listen to me, when the rubber meets the road, when everything's down and out and everything's bad and everything's tearing up,
right.
Hey, listen to me, that's when God can mold you into something pretty good, amen, if you let him do it.
Yes.
God's looking for something. Hey, God's looking for burden. Four people get a burden. God's looking for three people to stand up. Stand up. Oh, my friend. Let's go to Acts. Let's go to Acts real quick. Acts 16. Somebody already said it. 16 here. Let's look here in 16 and verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them,
right.
They cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, trusted them into the inner prison and made their feet fasten into the stocks. And at midnight, oh my, Paul and Silas, oh there, here we go, there's two people right there, prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Hey, listen to me, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. Hey, listen, I want to say this, friend. Hey, listen to me now. Hey, listen, God's looking for four people to get a burden. Listen, God's looking for three people to stand up. Hey, now listen, God's looking for two people. Listen to me, two people. Listen to me to praise God. Hey, and no matter what situation, hey, they got beaten and battered. Hey, I'm here to tell you, listen, sometimes, hey, Christian, hey, we're so, we think we suffered. We go down to McDonald's and they get the order wrong and we think we're suffering big time. Amen. But I'm here to tell you this. Hey, we live it so we got it so good. It's pathetic how good we got it. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, friend, praise God. If some of us get beaten like they did, hey, well, they would just go to the house and stay there. But I'm here to tell you, listen, God's needing two people. Listen, God's looking for two people. Listen, to praise him and worship him because who he is and what he is and what he's done for you. Amen.
Right.
The Bible says everything that has breath, everything that has breath,
praise
the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Hey, you breathing today?
Yep.
Amen. Praise the Lord, I hope you are. Yeah, glory. Listen to me, you're breathing, you know what that means. You're a candidate to praise God, amen. Yes, sir, listen to me. Listen to me, I'm here to tell you, we can talk about this, we can talk about that. Hey, we can praise our little Susie and our little Johnny when they hit the ball and they get all that goes down the hall and they get all excited. But listen to me, I'm here to tell you, it's something wrong with you. If you get more emotionally stirred up with your wife fighting amen, then coming to the church house and praising him. I'm here to tell you, we need to get our priorities fixed up.
Praise God.
Woo, glory.
Amen.
Say, where'd you find this cat at? He's not telling. Yeah. Yeah, praise God. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm asking you, friend, to get... I'm asking you to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm asking, listen to me. I'm asking you for... I'm asking for two people to praise him. Listen to me. Listen, yeah. And you all have it here. Praise the Lord. But listen to me. I say it's here too. But down in the county, down home, listen, there's some of this junk creeping in that they think, and listen to me, they can beat the bat on the moat, they can hit the drums and hit the all kinds of things, and oh, they're bouncing around, and oh my goodness, oh God, help us. Then they say, oh God, it was such a good meeting. Hey, I'm here to tell you that Bible says, these are those that worship me, must worship me in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hey, you can have spirit and no truth. You can have truth and no spirit, but it takes them both. Amen. They got to take. They got to be joint together. They got to be singleness of heart. They got to be oneness, friend. I'm here to tell you this. Hey, I'm here to tell you, friend, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Thank God.
Shoo-wee. Praise God.
Hey.
We all right tonight?
Yes. Good preaching, brother. That's good.
Can you imagine? Listen to me. I don't know. They said there was an inner prison. You know, I'm not trying to get nasty or nothing, but that's where everything just started flowing through. It was in the inner prison. It was in the middle of it. Amen. And I mean, it was just everything was coming through there, and they were locked up, stock and barrel, friend. And I'm here to tell you, it looked bleak. It looked bad. But I'm here to tell you, listen to me. I'm here, the Bible says, set your affections on him. Hey, I'm here to tell you, not of the things of the world. I'm here to tell you, I believe those men. Hey, listen, one of them looked over to that one, and that one looked over to that one. And hey, could you sing Amazing Grace? And next thing you know, hey, listen, this just wasn't theology. I don't know, but it sounds good. Amen. Come with me. Amen. Listen to me. They went over there and they sung Amazing Grace. Oh, how sweet the sound. Hey, when I was lost, hey, I'm here to tell you, I was found. Hey, I'm here to tell you this. Hey, listen, I'm here to tell you, friend, and all the situation and all the problem and everything going on, they still praise God. Hey, God's looking for two people, listen to me, to praise him no matter what. No matter what. Oh, my. Let's look at the last point. We'll get it home, okay? Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. And let's look here in verse 19. We see here, we got down to 10, we're down to 5, 4, 3, 2, and now look here at this one. Now, Bible says this. Matthew 9 and 19, it says, and Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And when a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Oh, my friend, this is for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole.
Hey.
Listen to me, friend. Listen to me now. I want to get serious tonight right here, okay? Hey, listen to me. Bible says he's a rewarder. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hey, listen to me. This lady here, she's been fighting this thing for 12 years. Hey, and she went in here and she spent all that she had. We know the story. But listen to me. I'm here to tell you. She saw, finally got her senses straightened up and got to the one that could take care of it. Amen. Hey, I'm here to tell you, friend. Hey, I'm here to tell you this. I don't don't know what you're talking about, the Lord. I don't know what you're talking to the Lord about. I don't know what you're talking to the Lord about, friend. But I'm asking you to hold on. Hey, hold on. Don't give up. Hey, you say, well, I've been praying for such and such, or I've been asking for such and such, and it just seemed like it ain't happening. It feel like it just ain't getting it. I'm just going to quit. Oh, listen to me. Hey, joy's coming around in the morning. Hey, just until, hey, friend, don't quit. Don't give up. Hey, keep on seeking the Lord. He said this. He said, knocking it shall be open. Seeking it shall be, and seeking shall find. I'm here to tell you, listen to me. There's a great promise in seeking God with all your heart.
That's right.
Good. Stay with it.
Yes.
Listen to me. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where you've been. I don't know y'all. I just know Kevin. I don't know where you. I don't know. Listen to me. But I know this. Listen to me. I know our flesh gets weak, and our flesh. Listen to me. We are so much a sight, more of a faith. Amen. Listen to me. I know it says walk by faith, not by sight. I know that. But listen to me. Our flesh sees natural things, and it's always constantly wanting to see natural things. And if we don't see nothing natural, we just give it up and quit. Say, I'm going to the house. I'm done with this thing. God said he'd help me, and he never did. And he never did do it. And I've been asking for a while, and I just quit. And you never know. Right around the corner.
You're right.
God's doing something mighty big.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, I'm here to tell you, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Joy's coming in the morning. Stay with it. He said, we're going to look to the hills and come with our help. Stay with it.
Amen.
Stay with it. Oh, my friend, I don't know where you at or where you been, but God's looking for some people. A heavenly countdown. Hey, listen to me. If you're saved, I ask you to stir it up. Listen to me. You want your preacher to get sideways, back him up. Amen. Hey, listen to me. You want, hey, listen to me. A lot of people, listen to me, are a sail or an anchor to the pastor, to the preacher, than a sail. Amen. Say, what do you mean? Hey, friend, listen to me. Listen, that sail, listen, it gets up and that wind blows and it moves on down the line. Hey, listen to me. You want your preacher to get another gear? Say, he preaches pretty wild. Hey, you want him to get on the next level? Hey, listen to me. You back him. Hey, you back him like it's the last Cherry Danish on the breakfast card. Amen. I'm here to tell you, get after him, friend. Listen to me. Listen, you want him to be. Say, hey, listen to me. I'm telling you, friend. Listen, back your pastor. Listen to me. You want something from God. Listen, stir it up. Hey, you want excitement back. You want your joy back. Stir that thing up, friend. If you're here and you're lost, get born again. Listen to me. Jesus is coming. And if you do not get born again, you will go to a place called hell.
That's right.
Now I'm asking you for four people to get a burden. Listen to me. We know time is running out.
Yeah, brother.
Listen, you can look on the news. You can look everywhere, everything coming and going. Listen to me. Time's running out. Our redemption is drawing nigh. Oh, it's close. It's close. And I'm asking you, get a burden for your lost people. Hey, I'm here to tell you, I'm begging you, friend. Listen to me. I'm asking you to get a burden for your friend, your family. Listen, your husband, your spouse. I don't care who, but you better get one. Oh, my friend, listen to me now. I'm asking you to stand up. Listen to me, I know standing's not always popular. I know, listen to me, going against the grain has never been popular. But listen to me, there's great rewards in doing it. Amen. Hey, listen to me, I'm here to tell you this. At the judgment seat of Christ, at the believer's judgment, listen to me, where there's going to be rewards hashing out and handing out. Hey, I'm here to tell you, listen to me, you'll think, well, I wish I'd done that. This will be done too late then, friend. Listen to me, I'm here to tell you, but the Bible says that we persuade men. Amen. Listen to me, I'm here to provoke you. Listen to me, I'm here to provoke you and listen to me and help you. God help me, listen to me, that we would stand up for what is right. Listen to me now, in the middle of suffering, in the middle of pain, in the middle of all these comfort, these troubles and trials, listen to me, I'm asking you to praise the Lord. I'm asking you to praise him.
Yes, brother.
Because he's been good, amen.
Oh, yeah.
Now listen, now on the last part, I don't know what you've been praying for, I don't know what you've been seeking after, I don't know what's been going on in your life, and you feel like you're going to just quit. But I ask you, listen to me, I encourage you to keep on praying.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
That's
listen
good,
to
bro.
Me, don't give up, because the Lord's coming, he's going to give you what you ask for if you just hold on. Listen to me, we're going to pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all that you do for us, God. We thank you for preaching this unworthy preacher. Lord, I pray that you would be happy. I pray that, Lord, now, God, you just do, Lord, a special work only that you can do. And, God, what if you do it, we'll praise you and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Brother Pastor.